Yeah. Speaking of baritones in the Chad Mitchell Trio, I'd like to pitch the show over to Joe Frazier of the Chad Mitchell Trio and his take on the northern sound in folk music.
All right. Well, yeah, this is Joe Frazier, Chad Mitchell Trio. My connection on all of this basically comes through a man named Milt Okun. Milt is a prolific arranger, musical director of many, many groups that came out of this period of time. He was Peter Paul and Mary's director. He was Chad Mitchell Trio's director. He eventually, of course, was John Denver's producer and director. He also worked with the Brothers Four, with Placido Domingo, with all kinds of people. Mill has had a very fantastic, successful career. He's also publisher of all of Tommy Paxton's songs.
I didn't know that.
Cherry Lane Publishers, yes. And that's Milt's company, Cherry Lane. I talk about Milt because it's next week on the 11th of this month, there's going to be a book signing of a new biography that's been put out about Milt, in which he talks about working with all of us and with working with all of these groups. And his Milt is a bit older than we are, but he's been around ever since he was in the Belafonte Singers, worked with the Weavers, and he's published this fantastic biography called Along the Cherry Lane. Meaning the, yes.
He had a solo folk career too in the early 50s before the Belafonte Singers.
Yes, he did. I mean, it's a fascinating career. In fact, PBS is doing a special coming up on three particular publishers and music people based on Milt's life, on Quincy Jones and George Martin of the Beatles.
Wow.
Should be an very interesting documentary. Yeah.
And I don't think folk music would be what it is today, and I don't think popular folk music would have evolved the way it did without Milt's influence the way it is. It would have been totally different. I think he's one of the shapers of the whole popular folk music sound in the early 60s.
He's a heck of a good writer, too. Okay, he occasionally still publishes op-ed pieces in the L.A. Times on musical-related topics and so on. And clearly you can see, you had said, I'd asked you, I actually made a mistake in my blog one time. I did a piece on, I believe it was, Ain't No More Canonless Brazos, and I described Milt Okun as the arranger for the Chad Mitchell Trio, and no less a personage than Paul Prestipino, guitarist and banjoist extraordinaire for the Chad Mitchell Trio and Peter Paul and Mary and others, sent me a very, very lovely, nicely worded comment saying that it's not what Milt did. He was not an arranger per se, at least for the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Actually, Milt would sit with it. We'd work up the arrangements ourselves. He would sort of be the guide through the whole thing. He would make up his mind, well, we'll do it that way, you know. And it was like being in a quartet with Milt and the trio. And he worked with Peter, Paul, and Mary in the same way. A very creative way of doing music. Very, very creative way of doing it. And he continued that when he worked in with Placido Domingo and with opera and things like that. I hardly recommend that people go to Milt's signing. It's going to be next week, next Saturday, a signing of the book Along the Cherry Lane, and meet Milt in person. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. It was Milt that brought us Bobby Dylan. You see, that's the connection here.
Where is the signing and when?
The signing is at the Craig Krull Gallery, Bergamot Station, Building B3 on 2525 Michigan Avenue in Santa Monica. That's when June 11th at 6 p.m., and Milt will be there personally signing copies of his book, in which he talks about working with all of us and with all these different people.
It's right off the 10 freeway, right?
No.
Bergamot Station is an old railroad station that was converted into a group of art galleries. If you just get off the 10 freeway on 28th Street, Cloverfield, it's right there. You'll find it.
Well, Milt came to us with several songs by this new songwriter named Bobby Dylan that we had not heard of at that particular point. And Bobby Dylan's manager, Grossman?
Albert
Grossman, yes. I came with two songs, one of which was God on Our Side, which we eventually did, but the other one was called Blowing in the Wind. And it had not been recorded yet. So we got to record Blowing in the Wind very immediately. And we were the first ones to record it because Mildred found that. He was very good at finding music for us. That's another big thing that he did. He would find the music and then we would work on it.
Did he have anything to do with you finding the Ian and Sylvia songs that you were talking about? Or how did you come by those?
Well, I'll tell you about that when I play
okay.
them.
Oh, all right. Oh, I'm
but,
sorry.
But that's perfect. That's fine.
I thought that was coming up.
But the thing is, this, we wanted to record Blowing in the Wind, and it turned out that our record company said, no, we can't make a single of that because it has the word death in it, and it would never sell. So Milt went with his other group, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and had them do it. And, of course, they made a smash hit of it all. That happened a lot.
Smash hit of that and about 10 other Dylan songs. I've always made, for most Americans, the first they ever heard of Bob Dylan was Peter, Paul, and Mary doing Blowing in the Wind, a number two single on the top 40, number two single in 1963, and then, of course, they played Blowing in the Wind in front of tens of millions on television at the March on Washington in August of 63.
I was standing right down in the reflecting pool in front of them. Believe me, I remember that event quite well. But Milt also brought us people like who had some songs that we didn't use, like Laura...
Nero?
Laura Nero came and played songs for us. Malvina Reynolds, this little old leftist lady, came in and played all of her songs for us. And Milt would just bring these people in, and they'd share their music with us, and we'd choose them. Ian and Sylvia, we worked with also from Canada, and we're doing a pilot film at the Village Gate with us and the Clancy brothers and Judy Collins and Ian and Sylvia and us. It was a pilot for a folk music show that was later canceled because we had the Weavers on it, and they had been asked to sign a loyalty oath and wouldn't do it. So they canceled that show and created Hootenanny and Annie instead. But that's where I first heard Ian and Sylvia. And then of course, we'd travel around Canada and the United States doing concerts, and very often on the same bill would be Ian and Sylvia, of course. So I got to know them really quite well, and I love their music. In fact, I'd like to play some of it right now. Okay, it's one that they're really very well known for, and it's called "You Were on My Mind." And then we'll throw in my Chad Mitchell Trio version of the same song, so you can compare it. All right.
Got this morning, you were on my mind.
You're listening to Alive and Picking, and you're listening to it on KPFK Los Angeles, listener-supported Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California. Thank you to all volunteers and food donors who donated and those who became listener members during our recent fund drive. Because of you, KPFK can remain free of commercials and corporate underwriting. We'll be right back in a moment with more music on Alive and Picking.
The 6th Annual Northeast L.A. Lummis Day Celebration is happening this Sunday, June 5th, at the Lummis Home and the Heritage Square Museum.
Music, dance, and poetry representing a colorful patchwork of cultural traditions will be presented at the 6th Annual Lummis Day Festival, Sunday, June 5th. The free all-day arts festival has become the signature cultural event of the Northeast L.A. neighborhoods.
Experience this wonderful celebration of the spirit and diverse culture of L.A.'s Northeast neighborhoods, starting with poetry and readings at 10:30 a.m., followed by art, music, food, and much more all day long.
That's the 6th Annual Northeast L.A. Lummis Day Celebration, this coming Sunday at the Lummis Home and Garden, 200 East Avenue 43, and Heritage Square Museum, 3800 Homer Street.
Details are available at kpfk.org.
KPFK is a proud media sponsor.
This is Ed Asner. You're listening to Pacifica Radio KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and streaming globally at kpfk.org.
And now it's time for our regular calendar of live music events in the folk music and bluegrass worlds coming up in the immediate future. I'd also like to take a moment to remind you that the calendar is on the website at www.aliveandpicking.com. And while our program will be on summer vacation, the calendar will continue to be updated daily. We'll start with today. Saturday, June 4th, there is an Irish music and dance camp, including Irish fiddle workshops, Irish Ceilidh dance, introduction to Boran, introduction to traditional Irish song and singing, and introduction to Irish whistle at the Green Tree Clubhouse, 14144 Green Tree Boulevard in Victorville, all day today, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., then with dinner and a session to follow. For more information, 960-713-6764. Also today, all day, the San Diego Folk Heritage presents the Sam Hinton Memorial Folk Heritage Festival with Ken Graydon, Dave Decker, the PFC String Band, Chris Clark, Gregory Page, Alan Singer and Dane Terry, Patty Hall, Trails and Rails, Wooden Lips, and more. This all takes place at the Old Poway Park on Midland Road in Poway. It's today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and for more information, you can call San Diego Folk Heritage at 858-866-4040. Tonight, the Caltech Folk Music Society presents Rosalie Sorrells in concert at Beckman Institute Auditorium, 400 South Wilson Avenue, Caltech, Pasadena, at 8 o'clock p.m., 626-395-4652. Also tonight, the Folk Collection is at Noble House Concerts in Van Nuys at 8 o'clock. For reservations and the address and directions, call 818-780-5979. Tomorrow night, Sunday, June 5th, Neil Innes is at McCabe's Guitar Store, 3101 West Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica, at 7 o'clock For more information, 310-828-4497. Monday night, Legends of the Celtic Harp, Patrick Ball, Lisa Lynn, and Aria Frankfurter at the Coffee Gallery backstage, 2029 North Lake Avenue in Altadena at 7 p.m., 626-798-6236. This Tuesday night, Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt are at Humphreys Concerts by the Bay, 2241 Shelter Island Drive in San Diego at 7 p.m., 619-523-1010. This coming Wednesday night, Rick Shea and the Lose and End at Cafe 322, 322 West Sierra Madre Boulevard in Sierra Madre at 8 o'clock, 626-836-5414. Also this Wednesday night, Claude Bourbon at Coffee Gallery backstage in Altadena at 8 o'clock, 626-798-6236. This Thursday, Salty Sweets. Scott Gates, Chuck Hales, Chelsea Williams, and Elaine Gregston are at Zoe's Cafe, 185 East Santa Clara in Ventura at 8 o'clock, 805-652-0091. Also Thursday night, Roy Zimmerman is at Coffee Gallery backstage in Altadena at 8 o'clock, 626-798-6236. This coming Friday, June 10th, John Prine and special guest Loudon Wainwright III at Orpheum Theater, 842 South Broadway in downtown L.A. at 8 o'clock, 213-749-5171. Also Friday, June 10th, Roy Bookbinder is at McCabe's in Santa Monica at 8 o'clock, 310-828-4497. Also Friday, Mohakar Flamenco is at the Coffee Gallery in Altadena, 626-798-6236. Also Friday, June 10th, the Lord of the Strings Concert Series presents Peppino D'Agostino at the Dana Point Community House, 24642 San Juan Avenue in Dana Point at 7:30, 949-842-2227. Friday, June 10th, Susie Glaze and High Lonesome are at the Borchard Community Center, 190 Reno in Newberry Park at 8 o'clock, 805-499-3511. Next Saturday, a week from today, the Folk Collection. Oops, wrong. Never mind. Cancel that one. Next Saturday, June 11th, John Prine and Peter Case are at Humphreys Concerts by the Bay, 2241 Shelter Island Drive in San Diego at 7 o'clock, 619-523-1010. Also Saturday, June 11th, the Songtree Concert Series presents Border Radio at the Live Oak Unitarian Church, 802 North Fairview in Goleta at 7:30, 805-403-2639. Saturday, June 11th, the AMSD Concert Series presents John Batdorf and Jack Tempchin at AMSD Concerts, 4650 Mansfield Street in San Diego, at 7:30, 619-303-8176. And I think, let me see, is that all I have? I think that is it for now. For more information about calendar stuff, again, please do go to the website. It's at www.aliveandpicking.com. As a reminder, Alive and Picking is going on summer vacation. We will be on hiatus. We will not be here next Saturday. We will be here 2 weeks from today with our special guests, John and Deanne Davis, who will do a heartfelt music Father's Day special program. And after that, we're gone for the summer. I will be back whatever the first Saturday is after Labor Day. And in the interim, KPFK will be trying out changes in the programming, and we will come back at the end of the summer, which will be thrilling and exciting. Now I'd like to turn the show back over to my special guests. And Joe Frazier, you were up, so you're up to back announce what we heard before the break.
Well, yes, I was playing Ian and Sylvia right before we came to that break. I'd like to play a little bit more of Ian and Sylvia. There's a good connection with Northern music and Northern Canadian and American music with the Chad Mitchell Trio, in that one of our members, Michael Koblick, is from British Columbia, Trail British Columbia. So we always try to include some Canadian songs in our collection, in our selections as well. And Ian and Sylvia, of course, are very well known for writing Four Strong Winds, which was recorded by us and then by Johnny Cash, I believe, who heard our version of it and liked it very much.
You know, it's been recorded by hundreds of people and actually was voted about 5 years ago in a nationwide poll taken by the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Company, as the number one Canadian song of all time.
Yes, Ian also wrote a song called A Song for Canada, which is a beautiful, beautiful song about the tragic disconnection between French Canada and English Canada.
Well, he's written hundreds of songs, like back in the day, a long time ago. The other one that everyone knew and did was Someday Soon, most famous from Judy Collins. But they were huge. They were major stars in the United States in the early 60s.
Well, here are Ian and Sylvia doing Four Strong Winds, and then I threw in our version as well, just to let you make some comparison here. Yes.
Strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you. I'll go out to Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. I got some friends that I can go to work in for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through that a hundred times or more. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what
some friends that I can go to work and for. Yet I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
If I get there for the snow flies, and if things are looking good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do, and the wind sure blows cold way out there.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change come what may.
But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way.
Thank you, Mike. That, I've always loved singing with my friend Mike Koblik. He's a lovely ballad songs, and a very, very intimate sound, I think, he makes.
That's a, this is Jim Moran, Comparative Video 101, blackblogspot.com. That's a gorgeous arrangement. That's a classic song. A poll taken by the CBC a few years ago listed it as the number one song in Canadian history. Beautiful arrangement, okay? And you had been talking earlier about Milt Oaken. Was this the kind of thing he'd kind of help you guys out with in terms of shaping the arrangement and the harmonies?
You know, Milt, I've never met Milt Oaken, although I wish I had. Probably would have done a lot of good for a whole bunch of careers. But Milt's hand always seems to be something that's recognizable. Several years ago, a good friend of mine here in Los Angeles was contracted to Milt's company, Cherry Lane, and the first thing that they wrote, I would imagine the Milt shepherded it, was a show that opened on Broadway called The Civil War. And Jack Murphy, a good friend of mine, moved from California to New York and wrote to me. He said, yeah, I'm working with Milt Oaken now and his publishing company, and I've written this show called The Civil War. Jack wrote the lyrics, and I think James Wildhorn wrote the music. But if you want to listen to some contemporary music that has the touch and the feel of great folk music, listen to the score of the show The Civil War.
Continuing here with the northern sound in folk music, which is our theme for the week.
You can't get much farther north than Maine. And I just came back from doing a concert with a whole bunch of different artists, one of those Mighty Wind concerts back in Washington, D.C. for the World Folk Music Association.
Know them well.
And they awarded us, pardon me, a a surprise award for the lifetime achievement for the
WFMA.
WFMA.
Congratulations, very distinguished.
And one of the groups that I've taken part in that concert with over the years is a group from Maine that I love very, very much. It's called Schooner Fair. I'm going to ask Mary Catherine just to play this song, and then I'll talk about why it means so much to me when she's through. It's a group is called Schooner Fair. They're native boys of Maine, and they sing a lot of sea chanties and things like that. But this particular song is a revolutionary call for change in this country, and they do it so well. It's called We the People. We the People.
We the people.
Joe Frazier here from the Chad Mitchell Trio. As you know, the Chad Mitchell Trio was very well known, and it still is, hopefully, as protest song singers. There's something that happens when you're known for doing protest music, you can get co-opted. Chad Mitchell Trio did a wonderful song by Tommy Paxton as an example called What Did You Learn in School Today? All about being brainwashing our children to accept the existing system as being the most wonderful system in the world and not to be replaced.
You mean it isn't?
I learned that war is not so bad. I learned of the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance.
Exactly. I learned our country must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and so we elect them again and again and again and again. You know, that song was actually used by Rand Paul, but not Rand Paul, his father.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, in his campaign for president.
Not a Barton Paul.
Libertarian Party during the last election, and they used our recording of it to sell the Libertarian Party, if you can realize how galling that was.
If any of my students are listening, that would be the epitome of irony.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now there's a bus going around carrying Sarah Palin that says, "We the people," down on the whole side of it, completely subverting the Constitution and subverting what We the People really stands for.
Now, Joe.
No.
A music show.
The point I'd like to make is it isn't only protest. We actually were advocacy singers. I like to call it that. We were not only protesting the way things were, but we were also advocating a new way of doing things. And we were advocating social and political change. And we need that these days. We need to have that going as we did in the 60s.
Well, I thought that was one of the best things about many of Paxton's songs, is they were advocacy songs looking at a newer and better world coming.
Very much so. And that was all in line with a lot of other groups that preceded us, including the Weavers, of course. I'd like to play one of Freddie Hellerman's compositions that I sang as a solo in the Chad Mitchell Trio. I played this last time we were on Mary Catherine's show, but I think it fits in so well here. And it's called Business Goes On As Usual.
Business goes on as usual. The corn and the profits are high, and the TVs boom in every living room, and they tell us which deodorant to buy. Business goes on as usual, except that my brother is dead. He was 25 and very much alive, but the dreams have all been blasted from his head. In a far-off land with a gun in his hand, he died in a war he did not understand. And business goes on as usual. There's plenty to choose from the rack, and the rumor goes the latest thing in clothes will be black. Business goes on as usual. Business goes on as usual. Business goes on.
When I recorded that, Mike Koblock and Chad Mitchell did throw in towards the end there. We didn't keep it on. Halliburton, 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 uh-huh. Halliburton. It worked absolutely perfectly.
And that, of course, is by Fred Hellerman of the Weavers, who is very much a northern sound in folk music and is still up and playing and performing and writing today.